Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the first day of summer, summer solstice. Today, Wednesday, June 21st, is the longest day of the year. So enjoy it. You know, we are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts, and with our thoughts, we make the world. That's a quote from Buddha. How is your world going? Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, internationally. In minutes, my voice, my passion, my mission will be heard all over the world. Don't you want to be a part of that? But I digress. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email me at Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. The website's SimplyAgeless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And darlings, you're listening to the show live right now. But after it is complete, give it 10 or 15 minutes and log on blogtalkradio.com/KathyWatson and click on June 21st and the topic, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, Part 2. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 2012, just for tonight. That's when I had the epiphany to write my book. And it just wasn't coming together. And I remember sitting at the dining room table, absolutely frustrated. And I said something to the silver fox, and I said, I'm just not getting it, Bill. I don't understand. And he said, well, I'm a little confused. Isn't this book to be about you, your methods, and what keeps keeping you on, going? Don't you have that fire in the belly desire to share your techniques with everyone in the world? And he's an iron worker. And I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And I went, man, that's why I was stuck. Now, do you have a book? Do you want to be an author or contributing author? What do you have dancing in your heart? You know, I have the formula. So email KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net. Welcome, welcome, welcome to part two of The Elixir of Youth. Now, yesterday we did The Measure of Life. And I have to admit that I got ahead of myself. I truly did. But I'm going to do a quick review. 20-something, seeking and searching. Life is yours to dare. You're bulletproof. At least you think you are. Now remember, at birth, we're dealt our genetic cards. How we play them is up to us. I'm just going to do a quick overview of The Measure of Life. 30s, twinkling and thriving. The form is changing. At 30, you've reached cellular maturity. 40s, flashy and fleeting in the middle age crisis. I'm still trying to figure out, does anyone know who defined middle age? I love what Raymond Charles Barker said, the theologian. The danger of middle age or aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Have your dreams been fulfilled? 50s, fabulous and flirty. Hey, you've made it to the halfway mark. But wait a minute. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? 60s, sexy and sizzling. A Maddie Cop devalues age more than any other nation in the world. Yes, Virginia, there is life after 60. It's all in the book. And you'll get my article in Life Extension, my profile. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. In 70s, simply sensational. Thank you, research scientists, doctors, alternative and complementary methods, for your dedication to helping us enjoy the best of the rest of our lives. Listen to yesterday's show, 620, 80s, endearing and enchanting. Bringing a wealth of knowledge and experience to the forefront. What stories you could tell. Boy, I have one. And you have to read. You have to listen to yesterday's show. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. What dream is dancing in your heart? Do you want to give a voice to your passion? You see, I give a voice to my passion 4 times a week. And my mission is to redefine or change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Hey, do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything. And the time is now. Don't be a procrastinator. You don't have to be a business owner. You could just be an entrepreneur, solopreneur, retiree, stay-at-home mommy, stay-at-home daddy. It doesn't matter. What dream do you have that is just burning a hole in your mind, your desire, the passion? Now listen to my voice. Close your eyes. You're the star. It's your story, your way. You own it. Internet radio is a powerful marketing PR tool and a learning curve. And the beauty of it is that you broadcast from the comfort of your home or office on a landline or a quality cell phone. Now, you do have to get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, ecglobal.net. The day is flexible. Time, we should stay at 11:30 because the world is accustomed to hearing me at 11:30 and I become your outside advocate. There is a one-time fee. Now, you could have 10 half-hour shows. You could have 10-hour shows. It's your choice. Do you have that fire in the belly desire to share your passion with the world? So after we have gotten acquainted, we talk to each other, the show is archived. After your show is over with, give it about 10 or 15 minutes, it's archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Come on. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net bond as soon as possible. Let's get you out there. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Creatively yours, Kathy Watson. Kathy, simply ageless. Now, Life with Kathy is sponsored. However, I really think of them as my partners. You could have a 30-second commercial. You could have a 60-second commercial. You could co-sponsor. We could do your show. I custom design the radio shows, the internet radio shows, to fulfill your needs. What is it that you want? Because I'm your director. I will choreograph it. But now I want you to feel the energy. The brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers, impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, to learn more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. And remember now, the CD is available. What a noble profession. I opened with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. And then I gently segue down, make the transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the graceful movements of the swan. It's available. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Beau Vivant, Iron Age. He's a brilliant wire art sculpture and leatherworks. And all of the designs are original. Handmade, hand-built, one-of-a-kind. For more information, contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Email ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by an author extraordinaire, Edith Nam. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book. The title is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by entrepreneurs that want to be the CEO of their very own business. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. And you don't have to invest huge capital. I became an entrepreneur in home-based business when I was 25. Hats by Kathy. I remember my name was C-A-T-H-Y, and I said, oh, no, we have to change it to I. So Grandma E and I went to a lawyer, and at that time it cost $2 to change the Y to an I. The best investment I ever made, because I was able to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself, and it encouraged me to believe in myself. Did I pique your interest? darlings, you need the formula. And I have the formula. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging. Did you know that anger releases toxins into the body, premature aging, and in some cases, death? Now, you can only get the book by emailing Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. It's available as an ebook and a soft copy. It shall be my pleasure to help you discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Now, when you're on my site, simplyageless.net, be sure and click on all of the buttons and don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Click on books, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. I have you coming and going, net and com. Click on the video. Click on books. And the first book will be The Elixir. You'll read one of the chapters. Scroll down to choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We bared our soul. All true stories available at Author House. Scroll down to the heart of the lion. My trip to Africa. Come on, traverse the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara with Felicia and Rick. Now, that's part fiction and nonfiction. You have to decide what is what. That's available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. When you're at Amazon.com, be sure and log into 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, David Ricklin. I'm Chapter 3. The Passionate Warrior. And darlings, don't you know that books are great gifts to give? Be an original. You know how to get the books. Oh, the recipient will love you for it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And share with me what dream is still dancing in your heart. 347-637-3789. Now, we went through the measure of life. That was secret number one. But my story, secret number two, and this is all true. From the world of classical ballet, haute couture, to wife, mother, nana, and entrepreneur, how did I get from there to here? Most people ask me, and to be honest, I don't know. I think some of us come into this world with a fire in the belly desire to make a difference in people's lives. Many are selected. Perhaps I was chosen. When I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. I was raised in an immigrant environment. My parents were among the many who made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. I saw those hardworking, overworked men and women struggle to survive, to keep their families together. I didn't know it then. That was the beginning of my fascination with aging. One thing that's fresh in my mind, most of the men and women were in their 30s and looked 50. They didn't know or even care about methods to slow the aging process. Their concern was the welfare of the family. I knew then there had to be a way to grow older without growing old and looking good. And now remember, when you're raised at that point in time, in an immigrant family, children were to be seen, not heard. I drove my mother zonkers. I always had a better way. But I digress. At the age of 11, I was introduced to classical ballet. My introduction to ballet was a stroke of luck. My grammar school gym teacher took an interest in me and encouraged me to pursue my dream. Who do you have in your life that you could encourage them to pursue their dream? My parents didn't understand anything about ballet, nor did they have the money for me to study. I auditioned and received a scholarship with a local ballet studio. The best part was going to the Chicago Civic Opera House with my gym teacher. I checked coats, sold sodas, and had the opportunities to see all the ballets and the operas. To this day, when I walk into the opera house, I have a flashback to that marvelous time in my youth. A year later, age 12, I auditioned to go on the road with Summer Reviews performing at local and state fairs. The 5 years I toured were glorious. Times were gentler then. A child today couldn't have that experience. How lucky I was to have this person take me under her wing and unsuspectingly open many doors and opportunities for me. I remember one funny incident on one of my tours. Rehearsals began in May and tours ended by October. Near the end of the tour, I received a frantic call from Helen, my sister, who said, "You have to come home immediately and go to school or else Pa will be fined $500. I said, "I can't come home. I must dance." What a drama queen I was and still am. By the way, Pa was not fined $500, and I did graduate from high school. The lure of traveling and the rigorous schedule of ballet began to wane. Shortly after my decision not to continue my career in dance, I met Bill, my husband. I was 19 when we married in September, but the following month, October, I turned 20, so I was really 20 when we decided to spend our lives together. The marriage of a gal from classical ballet and haute couture finding happiness with an iron worker? How unlikely. Most would agree this union did not scream longevity. Egads! Don't you know you have nothing in common? But wait a minute, not so fast. Okay, we were both spoiled and free of responsibility. Bill, 26 years old and an only child, accustomed to having his own way, and me touring the States, living an exciting life, and Canada. Getting married was a wake-up call for us, the honest truth. We had our doubts, but we stuck it out with all the twist turns on this incredible journey and personal growth. But alas, time and maturity prevailed, and here we are, as of this writing, on the brink of our 55th year, and they said it wouldn't last. What did we learn? Marriage is unconditional. Acceptance, warts, and all. I stayed home raising three beautiful children, Cindy, Bill, and Bob. By the time Bob was 2 years old, my creative juices were kicking in. It was time for me to re-enter the artistic world. I knew I would be able to fit my work around the children's school schedules. You see, at that time, it wasn't fashionable for mothers to work. I was under scrutiny, but I made sure I was home when they returned from school. Well, I have a confession. I couldn't mold into the description of a PTA mom, but I did contribute in other ways. This was the beginning of a very successful career in fashion. Not only did I own the fashion agency, I was the artistic producer, marketing, and advertising director of all of the fashion show productions. Most people see fashion as terribly glamorous. Oh, yes, on the surface, it does appear that way. What you don't see is the sweat and tears behind the scenes, let me tell you. I never worked so hard in my life, but I loved every minute of it. There was a need at that time for a solid no-frills program for every woman gal who yearned to be a fashion model. I developed a program called The Art of Professional Modeling, geared to aspiring models or adults who want to improve their image. That was in 1974. I had four national winners that trained with me. What a thrill to witness their transformation. Sidebar. The program is still available. All you need to do is to get in touch with me, My bags are packed. I will travel the world. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Well, very much in fashion, again, Helen, my sister, heard about a concept called battery-operated facial toning. She literally nagged me into going with her to experience the process. Battery-operated facial toning provides a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. Decades later, along with facial toning, facial and tongue stretch exercises that I practice daily and still do, I'm delighted to say due diligence has saved my face. I'm available to teach you the tongue stretch exercises. Even at that time, the emphasis was on youth. A dear friend of mine, a grand master in modern dance, followed my fashion shows and kept reminding me that I had to do everything in my power to keep my face and body from showing signs of aging. He taught me the facial exercises that I referred to in previous paragraph again. The light went on, and my interest in aging was renewed. Being inspired, I developed the Exciting Woman program, hands-on methods and techniques that enhance the beauty, charm, and achievements of women, no matter their age, and help keep them looking forever young. I didn't realize the program was way ahead of its time. It's as vital today as it was then. However, I did make changes that reflect our current attitude. One, the woman's role in her husband's success. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. In gals, we know who that is. And two, singing one's praises. At that time, backward in time, it was considered rather conceited to expound on how great you are and to love yourself, not today. With all the programs and personal testimonies on the importance of love of oneself and a healthy self-esteem, one fact remains. Now, be with me here. If you don't love yourself and have heartfelt self-esteem, how can you help anyone else? How can you give it anything away? After creating all these wonderful shows and programs, I was inspired to pursue my passion about the power of life. I spent many hours in the library studying the process of aging. Did you know that in that little drop of protoplasm, everything has been programmed from the color of your hair to the color of your eyes? At birth, we're dealt our genetic cards, our blueprint. How we play them is up to us. Choose wisely. This was another aha. I thought about my immigrant parents, my role models to this day. My Hungarian mother was the greatest nutritionist in the world. I didn't know it then. I thank her every day for my good health and strong body. My Croatian father, Papuan, had excellent work ethics. He would say, Kapica, that's Catherine in Croatian, if your work isn't done by 10 a.m., you've wasted your day. He would get up at 4:30 in the morning. Helen and Marge, sisters Marge, passed away, and today Helen has passed away too. They would call me and tease me, Kathy, it's 9:45 a.m. Do you have all your work done? My father's work ethics made an indelible impression on me. Going back to the aging process, I felt there was a need to rethink the concept of growing old. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Brain power is essential to remaining young in mind, body, and spirit. Oh, I love the baby boomers. Years ago, they said they weren't going to grow old, and I applauded them. I won't grow up. I won't grow up. Sound familiar from Peter Pan? Age is a matter of the mind. Do you want to change your life, then change your thinking. Whether you agree with me or not, one fact remains. You are the captain of your life. How you chart your course is up to you. Tune in tomorrow. Until then, stay beautiful. Au revoir.